Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here with Daniel Van Kirk.
It's me.
And on a very special Dumb People Town this week, we have the great Lewis Black. Did you have fun in Dumb People Town, sir?
I had the greatest time I've ever had in my entire life.
See? That's not even a joke.
Yeah, no, I've genetically been altered.
That's right. We all have. We all have. Yes. First of all, we learned some lessons. You're not going to hire a Grinch for Christmas.
No.
That was a dumb idea.
No.
You're going to look down when looking for criminals in Riverside.
Sure.
And finally...
And the worst thing in the world is to look like another person. Trust me, Randy and I know, but we have a story that goes even worse. It's all with Lewis Black on this week's episode of Dumb People Town. Check it out.
Boom. The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm.
The Boogie Monster, podcasting the unknown.
I'm trying to watch the Bigfoot movie, Dave.
Yeah, how's that working out for you?
It just seems like a lonely man who just. It's like a children's story of like he just wishes it to be true. Like he just has an imaginary friend. It's like
yeah. God, what I wouldn't give for a well done high budget Bigfoot documentary. Every fucking one I watch looks like a high school AV project. Can we not get someone who knows how to make a documentary?
It's like Drop Dead Fred.
She
just really thinks that it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else could see it. It's always quite like not a single reliable person out there. Maybe that's the disinformation. Like, let's mm-hmm. publicize the goobers to keep everybody off the track that all this stuff is real. That Bigfoot is a CIA operative. That aliens are actually contracted by the Defense Department, and we need mm-hmm. idiots to just. But I don't think it is, man. I think it's been flooded. It's been flooded with cheap entertainment. It's been poorly mm-hmm. made documentaries pushing the believability. Even that much further away, making it even more embarrassing to say you want to believe in it. Because when it was just a couple pictures or a couple videos, you'd be like, who knows? And now every dork out there has something that's like, this is not cool at all anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Dave.
That's okay. I want to believe so bad. And I do believe. I do believe in Bigfoot. But do I believe that the videos in his documentary are the real Bigfoot? I don't know. I know.
They're not. Yeah. Especially, if you can it's like putting out a shitty comedy special. I can get it on Amazon and make a few bucks, maybe make my money back.
Yeah. Who knows? What you been up to, buddy?
I had to take an online COVID test for this cruise. Recording early, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I passed. I studied hard. I passed. It's just, okay. It's just like, it's the same when you do it at home where you swab, but somebody has to watch you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just felt like a real, like a fetish site cam girl. I was like, oh yeah, now I'm jamming it in my right nostril. Does that do it for you? Like, it just.
Oh, man.
And I think we've both been on the side of like, yeah, get vaccines. But like Rachel was pointing out, now you get to share your health information with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now this whole thing is like, yep, here's my health records. And that was the one thing that was supposed to be private forever. Mm-hmm. And now everybody's health records just out there. And, the big fear is like, well, insurance companies are going to determine whether or not to insure you based on pre-existing conditions. And everybody's health recommend, I can get bummed out about it, but about like, it's all what the targeted ads are going to be. and all, like, now that the information is in the world and sold, the ads are going to get like the sci-fi movies. We're like, oh, this is so incredibly specific.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is I'm weak. I buy that shit.
Yeah.
I bought the headband that has speakers in it so I could wear it while I go to sleep. I was up all night last night listening to bad crime podcasts. And it still hurts. It's still big speakers in this headband. But like, now you can lay on your side. Like, no, you can't.
Huh. I mean, in theory, that sounds like a great idea, but it's...
No, in theory, a lot of ideas are great in theory. And then... Yeah. And I went against my own ethos, too, where I bought some cheap Chinese bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And to clarify, this is not a racist thing. It's just, you know, exploited labor practices to create crap that doesn't work that's just going to go in the ocean soon.
Yeah.
And I try to avoid it. I saw somebody say, like, oh, it's not that easy to not shop on Amazon all the time. I'm like, I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying if you have the time and the ability to do so, maybe don't.
Yeah.
There was a time before Amazon, everybody. There was a time. And guess what? You didn't think like, God, my life is so inconvenienced right now. I wish something would come along.
Hmm.
It was like, no, this is just easier than before.
Yeah. I went to a actual brick and mortar Barnes & Noble yesterday. And then yeah. I felt I had this weird, like, look at me. I'm doing the thing Kyle talks about. I'm not going to. But then I'm like, you're still at Barnes & Noble, asshole. Why don't you find a mom and pop
indie
bookstore?
Yeah. And then, I mean, we got lucky enough to have Powell's up here. You had Skylight in L.A. And,
mm-hmm.
and it is like, can you please put this order in for me? And then maybe it'll show up in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Versus cool. I clicked on this thing. I got it shipped to me tomorrow.
There you go.
Like, I get it. It's not it's not easy to revert back to the time before billionaires capitalized on convenience.
I wonder when did, maybe on a personal level, do you remember when you really started online shopping? Like, I can't even remember, like, to the year. I have no idea when I started online shopping so much. Like, you're right, when we were in high school 20-25 years ago, like, that wasn't even an option. Like, what are you talking about? Like, no, I got to go down to the mall, or I got to go wherever.
Well, it's like, what are you buying? If it's groceries, you know, you still like to go to the grocery store, see the different stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
I still would prefer to do that, although Rachel does most of the grocery shopping. I still, like, maybe a couple times over quarantine, yeah, we'd use Instacart.
Yeah.
And that's always fucked up. Oh, they didn't have chocolate ice cream, so we got you three onions. Like, well, all right. And then it is just somebody that's like trying to make ends meet, doing your shopping for it. Like, it felt weird.
Yeah, I've used Instacart a few times, but yeah, I agree. I prefer now if I'm just getting, you know, toilet paper and beer, sure, bring it over. But I like to pick out. I don't trust them to pick out the right cut of meat or, you know, any specific thing that I really need.
And if I'm getting toilet paper and beer, why can't I go get that myself?
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know what I've bought. Like, if it's bike stuff, I usually would like to go to a bike store because I liked supporting a local bike shop and having a rapport with guys where it's like, how do I make this work? Oh, you guys are going to cut me a deal on labor because I buy my stuff here. Like, building up a relationship when you have a specified interest is good. You know, much like probably, you know, a butcher or something. You're going there all the time for like, oh, I got this and I set it aside for you. You know, you build up a rapport with those types of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's how I am with records. I try not to buy records online. I like to buy them from the local stores. And then also, you know, you want to be able to look at it and judge its condition and, you know, things like that. Like, I don't trust. I mean, there's a grading system. I won't bore you with all that. But, like, still, I like to have the eyeball test in person, see if this is something I need or not, as opposed to just trusting someone's description of the condition online.
Yeah. I mean, when I was doing the RC car stuff a bunch, a lot of that stuff I was getting from online.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was little custom parts and everything, so I was like, oh yeah, this is only made. And again, it was like before I really was kind of thinking about how bad labor regulations were.
Yeah.
In China. Like, I mean, I think when I went over there and the people there were like, oh yeah, they knew if diplomats were coming over, they would shut the factories down for a few days in advance so the skies would clear up. So then a diplomat would be like, yeah, see, it's not so bad. And then they'd leave them like, full steam ahead, start up all the factories.
Damn.
Yeah. Boom. And just, you know, that they have internment camps right now. I think, who is it, France or somebody just acknowledged, like, yes, we will acknowledge that there are, there's a genocide happening in China.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I'm so uninformed on that shit, but that's crazy.
But yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, I got all the details, but that's just, I mean, if it's making it into regular news feeds, and we're still like, ah, but also.
Yeah.
I sure would like this hoodie with a fun design on it.
Yeah, I mean, you said that in one of your live sets when we were on tour, just about, I forgot what bit you were doing where you had to bring that up, but yeah, just enjoy your Nikes. Like,
well, I think that's, and again, only a little bit I've heard, like, I think people in the NBA are speaking out because basketball's huge over there. Mm-hmm. And they keep, you know, these people talking about, you know, not so much going after Kaepernick or what basketball players are talking about. Like, yeah, we need equal rights. It's like, well, then stop, like, kowtowing to China then.
Yeah.
Because that's a huge market for the NBA.
Yeah, there was something.
Like, oh, you want to talk about human rights? Fucking look at your shoes.
Yeah.
Where's this shit made?
There was a big story about 2 years ago with the NBA in China, and I still have no idea what the hell they were talking about. But it was right before the season started. There was something happened between the NBA and China, and I never did get any of the details.
Well, a lot of players were speaking out, and China was just, you know, China's big enough to be like, fine, we just won't have the NBA here. And then everybody's like, mm-hmm. Well, hold on a second. Well, but all that money. China's big enough to be able to do that. Well, fine, we just won't participate. Well, but all that money, all the money, all the capitalists, all the money. I was getting into it with my handlers about ticket scalping, speaking of money. Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah.
Not that, like, here's just a very tangible, low level, not even a conspiracy, mm-hmm. but that there's a, you know, like I'm doing a show in Seattle and it's sold out. So mm-hmm. I'm going to make my. Because it's sold out, if you go to the venue website, tickets are listed as sold out. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I'm making my money. Everybody involved is making the money, the most money that they should make, right, for a sold out mm-hmm. show. The buyers, the venue, everybody should be happy with that. But it's not sold out because there's a secondary ticket market, which everybody that works, like, managers, agents, like, you just can't fight the secondary ticket market. It's built in and you can't fight it. So there are tickets available for the show. Now they're mm-hmm. starting, I think they start around $170.
Damn.
And what I was told by my management and my agent is that I should not waste time telling people to not buy those tickets because that's a negative. It just seems negative. And I'm like, well, that's not negative if I'm informing people that I don't get that money.
Yeah.
Now that's happening because I've been told I undervalue my tickets. My tickets are about $30. So at that price, it's an affordable price for the secondhand market to buy all these tickets. Mm-hmm. And I don't know exactly how many were purchased by the secondhand market, but
is there any way to combat that?
Well, here's where I was getting into it. Now, they're like, well, it might look bad for buyers, meaning people that own venues, talent buyers, if I tell people not to buy tickets. Because I'm saying, like, I'm not telling them not to buy tickets. I'm saying you can spend $170 on a ticket for my show. They're $30 tickets. They're $30 tickets for a reason. I think everybody should be able to afford to go to the show, and I could put on a great show for $30. I could put on a pretty good show for $50. For $170, I would, if you're rich, go for it. But I kept being told to not tell people, like just negative. Don't, it might scare buyers away if I'm telling people not to buy tickets. And my question was, why would a buyer be upset? If I'm only saying this when the show's sold out, it means we all got our money, right? Yeah. And that's where I have questions. Why is it negative for me to bring up or to attack this secondary ticket market? If the show's sold out, why am I being steered away from it?
Yeah.
Is it maybe because the buyers and everybody already get a cut from that secondary market? Ticketmaster already got, Live Nation already got in trouble because they were, Live Nation will sell the tickets. So, and then these are like, these are stadium problems, Dave, but
yeah,
they got in trouble for purposely taking Metallica tickets and moving them to the secondary market. Metallica said they didn't know about this, but I think many artists do know. I have, let's say I have 100 tickets for sale. You know what? Take 20 of them and let's pretend they're on the secondary market. I got 100 tickets at $10 each, but now they're $50 over here, but I'm the one still selling them.
Yeah.
That's what Live Nation got in trouble for doing.
Ah, boy, that is shitty.
For scalping their own tickets.
Yeah.
And so my question is, who's getting a cut of this secondary market? Why can't I criticize it?
Yeah.
Why is it negative? Why does it look bad for me to criticize a second? If it's a sold out show, I wouldn't do it if it's not a sold out show. But if it's sold out and everybody's getting paid the amount they're supposed to, why does it look bad for me to criticize a secondary market? We already got our money.
Yeah,
I know how much I'm going to get, but it's almost as though somebody's hoping these secondary tickets sell because then they're going to get more money for them. That's what it seems like to me.
Is that still illegal to scalp tickets?
No, it's not illegal. That's the problem. It's morally reprehensible, but it's not illegal. Anybody can buy something and resell it if they want. And that's what's pissing me off. Because
It used to be, right? Like, you'd always...
Yeah.
Because that's why
I don't think it's illegal. I think it's legal.
When I first started, like, understanding what was going on and going to events and stuff, like when I was a teenager, that's why you would see the scalpers would have signs that said, I need tickets, I need two tickets, or, you know, rather than they couldn't have a sign that says, I have tickets or I'm selling tickets, but they could, the guys of like, no, I'm trying to buy. It was like, oh, but really? Okay, now that I got you here, I actually have something.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they were getting scared off by the spot, but I just, I'm very curious as to why I've been told to really not create a stir.
Yeah, that is interesting. Market.
I'm told, like, well, if people, why would you want anybody to not buy a ticket? I just don't want people getting ripped off. You can spend that. I'm telling you, you can spend that money. But no, and they're like, well, I think they know that money's not going to them. I'm like, well, why does it matter if I'm want to stick up for? Because it's not like people want to spend that much money, want to spend five times the ticket price. If anything, I hear people like, shit, I couldn't buy tickets when they went on sale because I had to wait till I got paid next week. And now they're $170. And one of the only ways to combat that now, it's like you put a an amount, a limit amount on it. You can only buy four at a time.
Yeah.
I got a I got a ticket list from the Seattle show. I asked to see who bought tickets. And there's a like a handful, maybe 20 or so tickets where the address listed is just a construction site.
Huh. Really?
But again, that's what's funny. It's not illegal. It's not illegal. They can, some company can buy tickets. And then, so one way to do it is I can start charging more money for my shows. So that scares people away from buying as many because now the initial ticket price is more.
It scares the scalpers away from buying them?
Well, yeah.
It's a bigger investment on their end if they don't sell.
Yeah. And I was getting in trouble because I'm like, yeah, what if nobody buys these tickets? And yeah, there's empty seats and that sucks. But what if scalpers are like, oh, fuck, we got stuck holding all these and lost money? Maybe Kyle Kinane's going to do this every time he plays a show, is tell people not to pay more than this much for it. And then I kept being told by handlers, like, well, what if somebody just buys four tickets and then they can't go to the show? Then you can sell them for $30 or $40. Make a few bucks. But yeah. Five times the asking price?
Yeah.
That's scummy. It might be legal, but it's scummy as fuck.
I wonder if walk-up only, if that's an option. Like, yeah, there's no advance tickets. You just got to buy them at the door.
But that's, I mean, you remember doing that? You remember driving an hour and a half into the city to wait in line and not get a ticket?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So you do what Billy Joel does. You hear about Billy Joel's thing? Apparently.
What, he just sucks real bad?
Yeah, I've never been a fan. I've never been to a show.
He's got a couple sides.
But apparently I've heard this.
Car a bunch on the way to the show.
I've heard this a lot. He purposely leaves the first couple of rows, or I don't know if he buys them, or you can't get tickets to the first row or the first couple of rows to mm-hmm. his tickets. He leaves those open, and then he has his crew go out and find people in the cheap seats and bring them up and give them a free upgrade. Because he wants those first couple rows with fans that really want to be there, rather than just rich people who got them from their company or scalpers or whatever.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Like, scalpers will buy up the front few rows. Like, well, what? They're trying to say, like, well, what happens when you get to the show and the first five rows are empty? I politely welcome anybody to sit there. Yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, let's be nice, but please come on down here. These tickets have been bought for you by scalpers.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy them. But I just, I am really trying to find, I know people are talking about now with like NFT and blockchain technology, which I do not understand enough, but just some way where you have a QR code on your phone and it matches your name. Like, we're doing it now with fucking COVID passes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's my license. Here's my QR code.
Yeah.
And I really feel like that this is able to be done now, but the industry is big enough and too many people are making money off of the way it is, off of scalpers, that's why it's getting shunned.
Yeah.
And that's my own conspiracy, is I think that maybe I have representation who also works with much larger acts who benefit from the secondhand market. And it might not look good if a client on this roster is saying, hey, this is stupid, and people who work hard for their money should not pay five times the price
mm-hmm.
just to a fucking, in my eyes, a fucking sneak. They're not a thief in the eyes of the law, but they're a scumbag.
Yeah. Well, what about you mentioned it earlier, the limit on how many you can purchase. Would that not negate all of this bullshit?
Yeah, but scalpers just have everything ready to go as soon as tickets go on sale. They got mm-hmm. nine fake names, addresses, credit card numbers. Well, not fake, because they're paying for them. The money's mm-hmm. – they've got the money to do it. But I was just saying, like, what if I just tell people not to buy them? And then that poisons my show for these resellers.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept being talked out of that. So,
Oh well.
Anyway, that's my conspiracy is that people are mad. And it's not fucking Pearl Jam didn't win fighting Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like it's like airlines overselling a flight, and then be like, oh, we sold 200 tickets to a flight that holds 160 people.
Now, how the fuck is that legal, by the way? I've been victim of that before.
Because
what other fucking business does that?
An industry that creates their own rules builds that in. Now, I did follow. You know, I'm on TikTok now, Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be a TikTok star now.
Okay.
As much as I bitch. Here's my face, China. Read my facial features while I do this silly dance, and then create a clone of me that assassinates the president. The future's here, Dave, and it sucks.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. There's this, she's, I forget her name, is like Kate the Lawyer or something on TikTok, mm-hmm. and her whole logo is, she's like, I read the fine print of these things so you don't have to. And she's saying uh-huh. that by rights, when a flight does that, they'll be like, oh, we can give you this, you know, ticket. What do they call it? Not a gift certificate, but like, you know, a complimentary, whatever flight uh-huh. and $200. She's like, no, how about $1,000 that you can ask for any amount?
Yeah,
and you could also ask for a first class ticket. So if nobody's budging,
uh-huh.
like we really need one more person, just, I'll do it if you want to give me a first class ticket and $1,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can give that to you.
That's just pure greed, too, because their answer is, well, you know, research shows that X percentage of people don't show up to their flights. Who gives a shit? You still got their money.
Yeah.
You still got their money. What do you care if they don't show up or not?
And because they could get more money.
I mean, that literally should be illegal. I can't think of another business that gets away with selling more tickets than they have availability. We mm-hmm. couldn't do that at our shows. You get there, oh, sorry, it's sold out. We had capacity was 1,000, but we sold 1,200, so 200 of you getting fucked. Like,
late stage, I don't know, capitalism.
Yeah, that happened to me once. It's like, I bought this mm-hmm. fucking ticket 3 months ago. And you know you're about to get fucked when you get your boarding pass and there's no seat assignment. It's like, I see what it's about to happen. Okay. Yeah, that I was so furious the first time that happened. Like, well, because X amount of people don't, so what? You still got their fucking money. Now the people that are on the flight get to have a little elbow room. Yeah, that's insane.
Man, you're gonna start getting into this disastrous capitalism. It's not gonna be a very fun podcast.
Hey, it's me, Dave. You know I like to cook, but sometimes there's just not enough time. What a quandary. Sometimes there's not enough time to cook a complete meal from scratch. That's why you might want to look into HelloFresh. What is HelloFresh? Well, with HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You can skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. The new year is a great time to focus on what's most important to you, whether it's saving money by ordering less takeout, learning to cook, or prioritizing your wellness. HelloFresh is here to help you with endless options to make cooking at home simple and enjoyable. HelloFresh cuts back on time spent in the kitchen so you can spend it on your other resolutions with meals ready in around 30 minutes. Plus, quick and easy meals, including 20-minute recipes and low prep and easy cleanup options, provide an even faster route to putting food on the table. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal of the same quality, and you can save on average over $65 per month when you order HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. That's more money to put toward those other 2022 goals of yours. Go to HelloFresh.com/Boogie16 and use code Boogie16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's code Boogie16, Boogie16. For up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh.com/Boogie16. All right, guys, let's talk about Athletic Greens. I've been taking Athletic Greens just about every day for about 3 weeks now, and I can definitely tell a difference. You might remember I was on a big weight loss kick leading up to the wedding, lost 60 pounds, and since then I gained about 15 of it back. But since then, I have dropped another 5. Thanks to Athletic Greens. I take one dose right around noon in compliance with my intermittent fasting, and it keeps me satiated for several hours until dinner, and this stuff is working. All right? What is it? I don't know. No, it says I have copy here that explains what it is. Here's what it is. It's 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. Special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, aging, all these things. And it's simple to use. It's not like those disgusting smoothies I used to do where I'd have to buy all this produce and rinse it and chop it and throw it in the blender, then choke it down. It's a powder. They even gave me the nice little shaker with it. You throw a pack of this powder into the shaker. You add 8 to 12 ounces of water. Give it a good shake. No blender involved. Boom. As someone who doesn't put a lot of great stuff into their body, when I do, I can feel it immediately. And I can tell that this stuff is working. Like I said, just a few weeks, I've already lost 5 pounds just from this. I'm not really doing a ton other than that yet. I'm easing back into the healthy lifestyle. But I figure this is the first step. This is literally the least I can do. Athletic Greens is lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, whatever. Contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything. Plus, it tastes good. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into flu and cold season. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your own health. Something as simple as just one serving a day is going to make a difference. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens has given you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/boogie. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/boogie to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. athleticgreens.com/boogie. All right, there's no polite way to bring this up, but let's talk about your balls. Why not? Cheers to 2022 and resolutions you can actually keep. How about having clean and shiny balls all year round? Our sponsors at Manscaped are here to save your balls and make 2022 the cleanest and sexiest year you've ever experienced. Set your first New Year's resolution with good intentions. Join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With our exclusive offer, go to manscaped.com. Use code BOOGIE for 20% off and free shipping. They sent me the Performance Package 4.0. If you get that, you're going to find the Signature Lawnmower 4.0. This electric trimmer is designed to trim hair on loose skin, i.e. your sack. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. A grooming routine isn't complete without applying Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver before showing off your 2022 balls. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in their Shed Travel Bag and anti-chafing boxing briefers as free gifts to keep all your goodies stored comfortably. Whether your resolution is to work out more or travel to new places, be sure to travel to manscaped.com. for our exclusive offer of 20% off plus free shipping with the code BOOGIE. That's 20% off plus free shipping with code BOOGIE at manscaped.com. It's a new year. Take care of your junk in 2022 with Manscaped. Again, 20% off plus free shipping, manscaped.com, promo code BOOGIE. Explain to me, speaking of TikTok, I haven't produced any content yet, and I'm not sure that I will, but I'm on there now watching from afar. And so just now every day unfunny people can make sketches. Okay. What is that about? What's the appeal to that?
So that shouldn't motivate you. What if you actually were funny and on there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think it matters. The quality does not matter.
Yeah, evidently.
Yeah. And the traction that something can get, like my managers put up that Jimmy Buffett bit, mm-hmm. that I do.
Great bit,
put
by the way.
Text to it. Let's find. Oh shit! Sorry, Dave. I turned you down on my phone there.
Oh, that's all right, buddy.
Hold on. Let me see how they put it up today, and I'll say these are my stats. Let's talk stats on social media. See, this is why I got up. I don't know how to. You don't know how to mute it, though.
Mm.
Hold on, never mind. I got to turn it off. It just goes. That's my problem with it. It just goes. It just mm-hmm. starts. But it's got like 30,000 views already
in one day. Okay,
because it can get show. It can get shared that much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And if it really, you know, the thing we say about comedy, about like, you can have hustle, and you can have skill. You know, you should have a good, healthy mix of both. But the people that have more hustle, the people that have more hustle than skill, will always be more successful.
Ugh.
We gotta put that hustle in there, buddy. The people want big beefy sauce daddy doing making a recipe with a unicorn filter.
Yeah, I guess.
They want it, Dave.
Man, I saw something else. Like I said, I'm brand new to TikTok. I just signed up this week. And I guess, I mean, it just makes me feel so fucking old and out of touch. Yep. But I saw several videos of just everyday assholes lip syncing other, or not other, but comedians' bits.
Yeah.
That's new.
You should hope for that to happen, Dave.
Really?
Yes. Is
that dickhead profiting from that? The guy nobody's who's lip-syncing?
Nobody's profiting. The currency is that people like it.
Okay.
The currency is that it gets shared.
It's not like YouTube where if you get enough views, you can monetize it and stuff. Okay.
No.
Because I was just enraged. I forgot whose bit it was. It was some old bit from the 80s. But just some dude just sitting in his recliner, just poorly lip-syncing some comic's bit. I'm like, this is content?
That's why I want the big titty girls to do mine.
Yeah.
Get some views on this stuff. I'll pay them. I will pay them. I will pay the naked TikTok ladies to do my jokes.
I'm thinking about doing I'm going to follow the same model, the same format as the big boobed girls shaking their stuff, but it's just me. Like, I'm going to do the same little dances and lip syncing, but it's just me and a
that's on there
t-shirt.
Already. That is
oh, that's
on
already happening. Yeah, see, there's nothing original anymore.
That's why. It's all the editing tools are right there to make a silly video that your friends laugh at. Mm-hmm. It's not about monetization. I mean, it is for some people. And some people, man, the comedy that's on there, it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. But it's quick bit editing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not happy about it either, Dave.
We've talked about this.
But the further away we get from this stuff, the more irrelevant we become.
True. We've talked about this off the air, but like, what has this now done to comedians in terms of like, you know, we used to kind of follow this creed of like, well, I don't want to, or you were really one of the main guys that personally that I knew that followed this, but like you didn't like to put out stuff that wasn't on a special yet or on an album yet because, you know, you want to kind of hide that. That way when the album or the special comes out, it's exciting. Oh, I've never seen this material before. But so what do we do now? Are we just foregoing that and just putting everything online now? Because I've noticed obviously a surge in the last year or two of like comics clips all over social media with the captions, the subtitles and stuff. But like, so
I mean,
what's
anything,
the logic
keeps
there?
Keeps you writing. I mean, if you got enough material, put a bit out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, oh, this guy's funny. Let me look him up. Cool, he's playing somewhere. Sell tickets. I just want to sell tickets.
Yeah,
I'll do a whole special. And I've gotten less. If this bit got you in the door for the special or for the show, great. Here it is. Enjoy it by recognition. Know that you're going to get an hour plus of stuff you didn't know. But it's just motivation to keep writing stuff. Like, oh, here's a bit, or like, you know, here's a bit that's not evergreen. Here's something about current events. So put it out now, and I won't worry about it later. But we're doing a podcast without a video component. We may as well be doing smoke signals here, Dave.
I know. We got to get on that, buddy. I'm not resistant to this stuff. It's just, I don't know. Just another thing you got to plug up.
Well, yeah. Just because we don't care doesn't mean other people might not care.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway.
What else been going on? You been getting rad this week at all?
We talked on Monday, I reckon.
Uh-huh.
I gotten rad adjacent and went out on the just tooling around town. We went ice skating today, Dave. I've never been ice skating before.
How'd that go? You'd never been ice skating before?
No. Have you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been ice skating.
Really?
I said that like, dude, I'm from Georgia. Of course I've been
ice skating. Well, that's, forgive me for being surprised, Dave, but I didn't.
No, we had some rinks. I remember when I was a kid, there was a couple of ice skating rinks around Atlanta that we would go down to. And yeah, I've probably been 5 times in my life. And I've always enjoyed it.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, Rachel and I went, pulled our own little Carrie and Tanya routine out on the ice. those two wobbly idiots having a good time out there. But it was cool. It was in an open skate, which we've been roller skating, which is packed. Adults only skate on Tuesday night. The rink is packed, and people are like, there's like a chain of really good dudes like weaving in and out of people. But then the ice rink today only had at most maybe 8 people out on the rink.
Really?
Yeah, there's 2 little kids in full hockey gear who just kept pushing each other over, and that was fun. Because I was skating, and one of them just slid right past me like a puck, just laying on the ground, twirling on the ice, of no effort of his own, just right past me. Must have been hauling ass and then fell and just slid right past me. That was funny. Then, like, 2 or 3 people that were doing figure skating that were really good were like, well, shit, I've never seen figure skating in person. But I was so scared of just falling on the ice, just alone, just skating.
Yeah.
Hard-ass ice. And these people were doing the twirls and all that kind of stuff.
It's impressive.
And so that was cool. Yeah, that was cool to be right by those folks. And then Rachel and I were trying to learn hockey stops. We just saw one guy giving a lesson to somebody else. And we were just like, well, let's try what they're doing and just look like idiots. It was fun.
How do you do a hockey stop? You just twist your feet inward or...?
I am not the guy. I don't know. We just thought you just got to turn both ankles sideways real quick and try and skid. And that what felt just as dangerous as it sounded as I described it. Just turn your ankles sideways real hard, real fast. Mm-hmm. You know how your ankles aren't broken? Try to break those. To try your best to break your ankles. But it was pretty cool, man. It was a fun thing to do.
Well, that's cool, buddy. That sounds fun.
Yeah, we're doing activities over here.
Good for you.
What about you? Yeah, we haven't been doing any boogie board.
Yeah, I haven't been doing any activities. For some reason, I've been cooking a lot the last couple of weeks. I've been cooking up a storm.
I can guess that reason.
Yeah.
You're a big boy who loves to eat? Is that why? Is that the reason?
Yeah, it's not too hard to connect those dots. Oh, my God.
Big boy's got active taste buds?
Yeah, that's right, man. Big boy's got a bottomless pit appetite.
Well, you said you got that Rona.
Yeah, I had the Rona.
But you didn't lose your sense of taste.
No, I did not. Thank God.
I remember that being like, oh, that's going to be the scariest thing for Dave.
Yeah. I guess that's I still don't know how to pronounce it. Omicron? I guess that's one of the, if I read correctly, that's one of the features of the symptoms of Omicron is you don't necessarily.
Features.
It's one of the features. One of the upgrades.
I unlocked some new features in Omicron. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys got to the flavorless part of it yet.
Don't lose your taste buds. So I was like, all right. I think that's why I let my guard down. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I'm not afraid of this if I can still taste. But I've been cooking a lot. I made up a recipe last night. Just completely pulled it out of my ass. I don't even know if this is a thing. It should be. It probably is. But I love grits. Big fan of grits. By the way, I had some grits stole from me. That sounds like the plot of a Western. This guy stole my grits and I killed his horse.
That sounds like what happens in your Walton's Christmas. Mm-hmm. Now how are we going to celebrate the birth of Jesus? Our grits have been pilfered.
Robin Hood bandit took my grits. So shout out to Alan, I'm going to mispronounce his name, Bonow, and he works for Marsh Hen Mill Grits in South Carolina. He sent me a whole grip of grits, sent me like 10 pounds, and cooked some of those up last night, and I did chicken and grits. I did Mexican-style chicken and grits, and it was literally one of the best things I've ever made. Just out of this world. We've talked before about my love for the tajin seasoning, the Mexican's tajin. I do with the chicken, I just take some thighs or some legs, and I just rub it down with a little olive oil and hit it real heavy with that tajin, and I just bake them. Just bake chicken thighs, 40 minutes in the oven, about 400 degrees, no big deal. But then I whipped up a nice pot of grits, and I kind of Tex-Mexed those up a little bit. I put some garlic, some green chilies, some sautéed onion and red bell pepper. Hit it with a little white pepper, a little salt, and top it with a little cilantro and green onion. Oh, my God.
White pepper. Dude. White pepper sounds like a good rap name.
Yeah. White pepper. White pepper works great on the grits. But yeah, just a big old pot of like savory, spicy grits underneath some nice tahini chicken. And oh boy, it was really, really incredible.
Chicken and then grits.
Couple nights before that, I took my first stab at arroz con pollo. Always been a big fan of the arroz con pollo, the chicken and rice.
Rice and chicken, okay.
Yeah, it's I don't know where it originated. I know there's a Cuban version. I know there's I think there's like an El Salvadorian version. It's just, you know, as you can imagine, chicken and rice. It's fairly universal. But man, made a big old pot of arroz con pollo, and damn. Just really, really having a heavy on the chicken this week. Really been deep into the chicken. Can't go wrong.
Is Katie getting in on this stuff too?
Oh, absolutely. Oh yeah, she's all about it. She claims to love my cooking, and I can always tell when people are being sincere or not by simply noticing whether they clean their plate or not. But Katie's she's a card carrying member of the Clean Plate Club, so. Every now and then I'll cook something where she's like, this is good, but it's too spicy. She doesn't like the spicy stuff. But yeah. But yeah, just knocking it out with the cooking lately. And also got me a new cocktail that I'm a big fan of. And I'm sure this probably already exists somewhere, but it's just one I kind of concocted. Basically, it's tequila and soda with a shot of OJ. And then I put some orange bitters in there, and I put a little cherry grenadine and some lime, and oh boy. Equal parts, I do one shot of tequila, one shot of like, you know, soda, like Perrier or something, and one shot of OJ. So equal parts soda, tequila, and OJ. And then just hit it with a little bitters, a little grenadine, a little lime, and oh boy. It's like a margarita.
Tequila sunrise with a little makeup on.
Yeah. It's like a margarita that's not too sweet. I love margaritas, but I can only have a couple before my teeth start hurting. So it's like a margarita without the sour mix, basically.
We had a couple skinny margaritas with our lunch after we were ice skating because I learned from Rachel that means it's not the mix. They do it with just lime juice and a little agave syrup.
Okay. Yeah, that's
theoretically.
Yeah. Yeah, really good. Oh, and then I hit it with a little. This is Katie pulled this one off. Instead of a salted rim, she did a tahine rim. Just talking about how much I love the tahine.
I've seen that action. Sure.
Yeah. So very, very good cocktail. Very excited about that. And one more food related topic here. Found maybe my favorite ice cream on the planet.
Oh boy.
And I've been avoiding this subconsciously. I've avoided this flavor because I don't like what it's associated with. But Ben and Jerry's.
What flavor? Wait, you don't like what the flavor is associated with?
Exactly. Yeah, you'll learn. Fish food. I've always avoided fish food because I don't like the band Fish. And I don't know why I couldn't, like, of course, just in the back of my mind, I'm like, that probably sucks.
I understand entirely. I understand. But if you're already eating Ben and Jerry's, that's straight up, that whole thing is hippie jam band shit.
Yeah.
So you already have to resign yourself.
Yeah. And unlike you, I don't mind some of the hippie jam band stuff, by the way, that bit in the new hour, fucking killer. One of the funniest act outs I've ever seen. I won't spoil it, but oh boy.
You got to get into some act outs, man. It really buys you. It really eats up part of the set. Without having to write a bit. You just got to throw yourself into the act out. People are like, wow, he's not even talking. We're laughing. Like, thank God. I bought five minutes.
One of the funniest act outs I've ever seen, dude. It just so the simplicity of it, too. It's like, fuck, I wish I'd have thought of that. Anyway, I don't mind some jam bands, but I've never been a fan of Fish. So I was just like... I never even read the description of what's in the ice cream. I just always like, no thanks. Let me find the half baked or the cherry Garcia.
What did you think was going to be in there? Like a six string bass solo? Like what did you think was going to be in it?
Patchouli ice cream? No thanks. But my God,
Hemp seed.
Fish food. Like I took down a whole pint last night. Just time stood still. I don't know what happened. I blacked out. I mean, it was insane. I don't even know what's in it. It's chocolate. The ice cream itself is chocolate. And then you got a marshmallow swirl going everywhere.
Sure.
Then you got another caramel swirl going through there. And then you got fudge fish, little fudge fish, candy fish things. Oh, my God, dude.
Fudge scares me off.
You don't like fudge?
It's like a chocolate's bully older brother. It's like chocolate with a bad attitude. I like fudge, but when there's already chocolate, fudge doesn't need to be around.
It's like the hash version.
It's like helicopter parenting. It's like, what are you here for? Let this chocolate do its job.
I agree with what you're saying in theory. You would think that if the ice cream itself is chocolate, you don't need little fudge fish, but boy, it works. It works. I don't know what your go-to ice cream, both brand or flavor.
Oh man, this is going to sound real pretentious, but Llewellyn's, Van Leeuwen's hipster, overpriced ice cream. Llewellyn's ice cream. I'm looking it up.
Huh.
It's not Llewellyn's. Van Leeuwen ice cream.
I don't know that
they
one.
They had one over at, is that the one? They had it on Franklin right next to UCB. I believe that's one. I'm sorry I'm looking this up now.
There was a hipster Hillhurst that was amazing. I forgot the name of it. Like Jill's or Amy's.
Jenny's ice cream. This is all overpriced.
But it was
hipster
great.
Bullshit ice cream. But
it was overpriced, but it was good.
Let me find the thing to get it right. Earl Grey tea.
Ugh.
Right?
Ugh.
But yes, I know. But
it's good.
I would get it in with other stuff. You know, I love a pistachio. I'm really into dad flavors. Super into dad flavors.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking at their flavors now. I'm getting excited. They got a honeycomb.
Okay.
Rachel was eating plain vanilla, but putting syrup on it the other day.
Maple syrup? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We're just over here just looking for diabetes.
That seems like a very Canadian way to go.
Now, Van Leeuwen, this is where I would try it. Dave, you ready to get grossed out?
Okay.
This is hipster ice cream, too.
Uh-huh.
This goes against everything I believe in.
Okay.
What flavor do you think I'm going to tell you right now?
Goes against everything you believe in?
I just, for an ice cream, it seems like they're just trying to do something. I feel like something that's so gross, but gets to the point where the consumer can have it, enough people were like, it's actually weirdly good.
Was it water bottle ice cream, plastic bottle ice cream?
Well, it's still a flavor.
What flavor would Kyle not be into?
I mean, just in general, as for an ice cream that's like Jelly Belly, like when they throw a curveball at you.
But is this a traditional ice cream flavor or just some unorthodox flavor?
No, it's an unorthodox flavor.
Oh, okay.
It's still in the dairy family, though.
Something to do with buttermilk or butter or yogurt? I don't know.
Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. No thanks.
I would try it. Because I've trusted this place on some other flavors, and they haven't let me down.
Mac and cheese and ice cream.
I absolutely want to try. I wouldn't just go, give me three scoops of it. That's why an ice cream parlor is great.
Mm-hmm.
Have a little taste.
Yeah.
I bet you that ice cream gets tasted more than any other ice cream. Not purchased, but just tasted. Now I'm looking at a picture of this shit. It's just orange ice cream. It's not like there's noodles in it and shit. But I want to try this.
I also don't like mac and cheese on a fucking sandwich. People try to get cute, put it on a sandwich or a burger. Fuck off.
Who's putting mac and cheese on a sandwich? They put it on a pizza.
I've seen a lot of Panera billboards lately that got some stupid sandwich with mac and cheese on it. Fuck off.
All right. Now I think we got to go back to the old, remember when we did the Whopperito?
Oh, yeah.
mac and cheese sandwich. I'm looking it up. Dave, if I can get one and you can get one, if we can get both get one at the same time. Oh, grilled mac and cheese. Well, that's not crazy. You get a grilled cheese.
No. Too much starch. I don't need the noodles and the bread in the same dish.
I understand that.
Mac and cheese, if done right, is so good, it should stand on its own. It's not a topping.
I understand. But what about and an ice cream? Mm. I want to try. I got to find where they're selling this shit.
What is your favorite flavor? What's your go-to flavor for ice cream?
I'm trying to think. It's back in the old day, mint chocolate chip.
Mm-hmm.
Even as a child, I had dad taste in ice cream.
I've always liked the mint chocolate chip. I get how people could not like that. I get not wanting your ice cream.
I don't.
To be
minty. I think they're communists. Mm-hmm. If you don't like mint chocolate chip, you're a goddamn pinko. Get out of this country.
Oh, man.
They got royal wedding cake with elderflower and lemon. I don't know, man.
Elderflower.
I want you to go here. Dave, can I buy you California? They got one in Long Beach. I want you to go.
What's the name of the place?
Van Leeuwen.
Van Leeuwen's. Okay.
They got nothing. They got nothing. They got trucks. Mm-hmm. El Segundo. I don't know if you want to take a drive up to El Segundo. Just don't leave your wallet there.
I literally lost my wallet in El Segundo one time.
Did you? I think my buddy did the same thing. The irony is that's LAX, so it's kind of an easy place to lose your wallet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. maybe that's what Q-Tip was singing about the whole time. He's like, I left my wallet in LAX, Terminal 7 Delta. It doesn't have the same, doesn't slap as much as El Segundo does.
I remember when that happened, I was like, oh my God, what are the odds?
This song is making people lose their wallets here.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Scooping on Abbot Kinney. The trucks are usually on Abbot Kinney in Venice.
Okay.
You know what? I will say, I'll put this to the listeners. If anybody is out there trying this it's Kraft mac and cheese. So Kraft got to him. Kraft had naked pictures of Jeffrey Van Leeuwen and was like, guess what you're about to make next? Macaroni and cheese ice cream. He's like, well, I would not tarnish my brand. He's like, these pictures of you with a big hot boner, so maybe you do. And now we got Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream out in the world. Although dough, I love a cookie dough in there.
I do like a cookie dough. Although, okay, I'm shitting on the mac and cheese ice cream. Although,
you sure are.
The other day, I did incorporate a little savoriness into my ice cream. I crumbled a Ritz cracker into some, I forgot what type of Ben and Jerry's I was getting down on, but yeah, it already had. It was the one I can't keep up with all the names, but it was one that had like salted caramel and pretzel bits. It already had little bits of pretzel, and I was like, "What if I crumbled a Ritz cracker?" By the way, Ritz cracker. Oh my God, big fan.
Cracker's just a pretzel's country cousin. But that's all it is.
Little that Ritz cracker in the ice cream. Get out of here.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
You can get the Kraft bundle from Van Leeuwen. I don't even know who we do. You read the ads. Why don't we ever get ads for like ice cream and shit?
I don't know.
Bundle of cheesy goodness, 2 pints of Kraft macaroni and cheese, and 1 pint each of honeycomb. Like I said, already good. Vanilla, dude. You know, I've just found the joy and the simplicity. Like, been eating pizza all our lives, trying to dress it up, trying to this topping, that topping. Man, sometimes it's cheese pizza. And you're like, oh shit! I've been ignoring you. Came back to my hometown.
I love
saw that pretty pizza. Girl from high school still here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
big old slice of cheese pizza.
Cheese pizza, your mom.
Yep, vanilla ice cream. Sometimes it's just give me vanilla ice cream. I'm sick of playing these games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've just been out. You've been in the big city, just bright lights, big city. You've been doing coke and sleeping with whores, and eventually, like, I got to stop this life, dude. I got to get back to my hometown. I got to just tell the people I care about I love them. I need a slice of cheese pizza and a scoop of vanilla ice cream. And I got to get my head back on my shoulders.
Get back to the basics.
Just get back to it, man. Done lived that life already. I got close to the edge.
Oh, man.
I did my Brett Easton-Ellis shit already. I'm just trying to calm down, live a normal life.
I went through a period where I didn't give a shit about ice cream. I thought it was too indulgent. I thought it was, like, I love dessert. Well, first of all, I'm not a huge sweet tooth guy, although I will fuck up some dessert. But if I'm going to, if I have X amount of calories that I'm trying to spend, it's going to be on something savory, you know, something with gravy
like
or meat.
Like
in
a donut pylon.
But I did. I remember a couple of years ago, I was just like, I don't know why everybody goes so nuts about ice cream, because it just seems at least a piece of cake or a cookie or a baked good, there's something substantial there. But ice cream, just the fact that it's the form that it's in just seemed a little too indulgent. Like, but then sometimes I come back and I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. I get why it's so popular.
Yeah, I usually abuse myself with a meal so much that by the time, like, you would like dessert, I'm like, I'm going to die. I don't have a place for dessert in me.
Yeah.
Now I'm just hanging out on this Panera website.
Yeah. Did you see the mac and cheese sandwich I was talking about?
That's what I was doing.
Oh, the grilled cheese. Okay, yeah, the grilled cheese. Gotcha.
Noodles on bread, though. That's not.
Yeah, take it easy.
There's a pizza place here that just puts spaghetti on a pizza. And I have to admire that it's like they've done everything short of just calling it the go fuck yourself. Like, it's called something special. It's called, Garaldi's. It's called Garaldi's. Not Garibaldi's. Garaldi's pizza. Let me find it. Yeah.
What's Garibaldi's?
Garibaldi's was a pizza place. That was back. That was the one where, like, they'd let kids make their own pizza. And, like, man, about the days before health code violations.
Yeah.
You just have 12 9-year-olds in a kitchen touching everything with their little butt digging claws. Mm. How horrible. Where is it? Give me this. Let me see this thing. Where is spaghetti pizza? Show it to me. Yeah, that was like, I'm going to make my own pizza. And then you get it and you're like, oh, this is why you let somebody else do these things.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about honey. You know honey. We all shop online. We've all seen that promo code field taunt us at the checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands, even food delivery. Just this week, I saved $11 on a hoodie. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. Honey has found its over 17 million members over $2 billion in savings. Here's what you do. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free, installs in just a few seconds, and by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/boogie. That's joinhoney.com/boogie.
It's that time of year again. New Year's. It's that time of year where we make those resolutions about dropping weight, answering our mom's calls, staying in touch with friends. It always feels like the perfect time to refocus on what we want in life. But it's easy to get stuck looking back on all of the resolutions we didn't keep last year. This year, there's one resolution I am definitely keeping, and that's making my mental health a priority. Make it part of your daily routine with Talkspace. Talkspace personally matches you with a licensed therapist you could connect with right from your phone or computer. I've been in therapy for years, but it's always been so challenging to find the right person. I've bounced around to different therapists and it's always, does this one take my insurance? Is this one close to my house? With Talkspace, you can do it from the comfort of your own home. Listen, everyone could use someone to talk to. I personally deal with some anxiety, and my problem at night is those racing thoughts that I can't turn off. I'm up all hours of the night thinking about everything that everyone ever said to me, and how am I going to get through this? My therapist at Talkspace taught me some really awesome breathing techniques that help me calm my mind, calm my body, and give me a more restful sleep. Connecting with a licensed therapist on Talkspace can help you feel better, and it's secure. No one's going to hear what you say, and that's the best part. Let all that talk fly. Unlike traditional therapy, Talkspace fits your schedule, not the other way around. Talkspace treats your privacy and security as their top priority. You get access to private virtual room with just you and your therapist. You can send your therapist messages 24/7 and get replies throughout the day. No need to wait for that weekly appointment. You owe it to yourself to make mental health a priority this year. And Talkspace makes it easy to keep. Visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code STARBURNS at sign up. That's STARBURNS. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code STARBURNS.
Let me tell you about the first time I went to a pizza buffet, and first time I understood that concept.
A pizza
buffet?
It blew
my mind. Yeah, it was my first experience with any all-you-can-eat buffet. I remember it was in Marietta, Georgia. I was like 5 years old, and there was this place on Canton Highway called the Pizza Inn. And they had this weird thing called a buffet, and I didn't know what the fuck that was. Mm-hmm. And I went there with the family, and I was, like I said, I was probably about five, and my dad explained to me how this is going to go down today. He's like, look, you know, there's no server. They're not going to come over and take our order. You see that little bar thing over there, that little island with all the steam coming off of it? You go over there, and you grab whatever you want. And just get whatever you want. And I was like, well, you know, because we were always just, even as a child, I knew that, like, there were certain parts of the menu that I had to stick to. You know, we're always budget conscious.
Sure.
And he was like, no, we're all going to pay one flat fee, and you can eat as much as you want, Dave. And I just could not wrap my mind around how great that was.
I was
enthralled, and then it's just been game on ever since.
The rare moments of when I wish I had a kid, I think I would like take him to a buffet and be like, yeah, the guy that runs this restaurant, he owes me money. So you go ahead and you eat as much as you want and just try and make it like a mafia thing. Like, this is how we get even. And just to watch my kid. Nate Craig always had a great joke about like being in Vegas. He's like, whatever you lose at blackjack, don't try to win back at the buffet.
Yeah.
I know it's prime rib, but it's not going to put the $300 back in your wallet. Just slow down. Take care of yourself.
Oh, man. Matt Knudsen has a great joke about buffets. I'm just paraphrasing, but it's one of the best.
I think we've talked about it. It's the best joke. I think it's one of the best stand-up jokes ever.
If you ordered from the menu what you got from a buffet, they'd think you were insane.
Yeah,
we've
discussed it. Look up Matt. Let's make him a comic. I don't know if we have a comic of the week. Matt,
we do.
Matt?
We do have one, but we can have two. I'll throw one for you.
Knudsen. Matt Knudsen.
Yeah,
that buffet joke is one of my very favorite pieces of comedy.
Yeah,
by the way, the pizza is called the Barile Pizza. It's 12 ounces of spaghetti mixed with marinara sauce, chopped up meatballs, laid on top of a New York cheese pie. Cooked to perfection. I don't know what perfection's supposed to be when you're just making two meals. It's like making a G.I. Joe and a Lego person have sex when you're little. Like, these don't go together at all.
No. No. And if you...
What if Sergeant Slaughter was going to raid the Lego castle? That's not how you play with toys.
Also, if you give me a pizza with fucking figs on it, I'm going to push you into the bushes. Get the fuck out of here. Some of this hipster shit. No. I went to some place a couple of years ago in L.A., and it was just all frou-frou hipster non-traditional bullshit. There was fucking honey and figs and granola. Like, go fuck yourself. How dare you? Not eating a pizza with figs on it.
What if you did and it was great?
Nah, I've had a fig.
Big that's deal. Why you just gotta call it flatbread. That's how they how they get away with doing weird shit to it. Mm-hmm. It's a flatbread. We couldn't figure out how to make a circle, so they're called flatbreads. And now we put mayonnaise and Cheerios on it.
Although that being said, I will admit you are the one that turned me on to Garage Pizza's cheeseburger pizza. On paper, I thought that would suck, but it worked.
Why? Ground beef and cheese and all the stuff you like.
Pickles. Pickles on a pizza. I don't mind the pickles because at least that's savory and salty. I don't need honey and figs on a fucking pizza.
You gotta reinterpret what you're looking at, man. Stop thinking of it. Stop comparing it in your mind to what pizza should. Granted, I've never had that pizza either. Maybe it sucks. I don't know.
Ugh.
Well, who's the comic of the week then? We thought we were going to bust out a quick one. Here we are at an hour. You let me talk about my ticketing shit, so I appreciate that, Dave. Thank
you. That's all right, buddy. Always good to catch up. Yeah, we haven't done a comic of the week in a while, and I thought who better to come back to the comic of the week with Nick Vatterott, one of our favorites.
Oh, Nicky's got a thing out.
Nick Vatterott's got a new one called Disingenuous. I know that there's a special on Prime. You can rent that. And I'm assuming there's also the audio version wherever you stream your music and stuff. But good Lord, if you don't know Nick Vatterott, V-A-T-T-E-R-O-T-T, four T's in his name, Nick Vatterott. We've talked about him before. He came up through Chicago, right? Was he a Chicago guy? I think so.
Yeah. And I think he's from St. Louis area originally, but I know him from doing comedy in Chicago. He's just great.
One of the most original comics there is. Like he's on that short list of like, oh, you're creating your own genre. Like you're doing completely your own thing. Yeah. And super nice dude and so funny. He's got a few specials out there, a few albums if you look around. But the new one, Disingenuous. And man.
He big rethinks fan of what you can do with stand up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if you start thinking it's stale or it's stuck, watch some Nick Vatterott. And like, just his, not to sound pretentious, but his interpretation of what you can do with stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, there's no limits.
Yeah.
You think there's limits. Or you think it's like edgy is where you're going to really shock people. And it's no, it's like the stuff that Nick Vatterott does, which is like, play with the expectations of the audience and be... Mm-hmm. Like, be silly, but not in a way that I dare you to laugh at this because of how weird it is. Not weird just for weird's sake. Like, it's still really funny comedy.
Yeah, abstract comedy that works, unlike a lot of the stuff that I won't, you know. When I first moved out here, there was a lot of abstract comedy that was just absolute horse shit. Like, oh, great, nice PowerPoint presentation. Do you have any fucking jokes? But Nick takes the abstract weird stuff and makes it work. And so original, so funny.
Yeah, I mean, there's ways to, you got to allow the people who are messing around. Time. This is my mistake too. You see them one night, and you're like, "Well, that sucked." Therefore, they suck. It's like, no, everybody gets to have a night where they're screwing around, trying a thing, and seeing what it turns into. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So funny. What do you got coming up, buddy? Anything to plug? You're about to head out on the high seas.
Yeah, I'm about to do my shit. I gotta go rock and roll cruise tomorrow.
Nice.
And then Providence, Rhode Island where is it? My calendar's way off. My year's booked. I'm working this year. Clubs, baby. Catch me in the clubs this year.
Rhode Island, one of the two states in America that I have not done comedy in.
It's small. It's easy to miss.
Yeah. Yep. Rhode Island and Maine, the only two I haven't been to.
Providence, Rhode Island, Comedy Connection. February, man. Cincinnati, Omaha, Des Moines. Every week in February, I'm out working. And nice. You know what, everybody? When I put tour dates up, should definitely get mad if your city's not on there. Because when I announce tour dates, they are always the last shows I'm ever playing.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have choice words for me for not coming to your town.
Yep.
But now I got this year's, I said yes to a lot of stuff right away, and I'm like, oh, what about my life? But it's cool. I'm happy to be working, man.
Good for you, buddy. Staying busy.
You know, what about yourself, Dave?
Locally, you can catch me in Long Beach, February 17th at the Bamboo Inn. And then
just catch Dave in Long Beach.
Yeah, haven't made the official announcement yet, but in April, looks like I've confirmed Chicago. I've confirmed Milwaukee. I'm about to confirm Cincinnati. Nice. Maybe
where are you at? Where at in these places?
Chicago, I'll be at North Bar. That's a place I've been last couple times. Milwaukee, the Laughing Tap. Be my people first time there. And I don't know where I'm at in Cincinnati. We're still working on that, but it looks like I might have two dates in Cincinnati. Working on Pittsburgh, working on Cleveland, working on Detroit. So, yeah, trying to put together a Midwest run for April. So, yeah, I'll let you know when those get confirmed and tickets are on sale. But, yeah, there we go. And then, hell, we can go ahead and throw this out. We'll probably be up in the Pacific Northwest sometime in May. Might be able to catch both of us together.
Yeah, we out here farting around.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, dog.
All right, buddy. All right, well, Godspeed, everybody.
Hey, have fun. Have fun on that cruise, buddy. Go see Seven Dust and Lamb of God. You might enjoy
it. Yeah, I hope we don't get stuck out there for months. You know, what if the world implodes? We're just stuck in this boat. We gotta eat the bass player from POD.
Are they on the cruise, POD?
Oh yeah.
Oh, they were big radio hits back in my day when I played a lot of POD. Payable on Death.
They felt so alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happens when you got Jesus on your side, you feel alive.
Oh man, you're gonna have fun. You and Andrew go Taiwan on and watch some early 2000s metal.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good time.
Right on, buddy. Hell, I'll plug our Patreon real quick. Patreon.com/boogiemonster, $4 a month. You get, usually we try to give you at least two bonus episodes a month. And right now, I'm asking people to chime in. I'm in a musical rut right now, Kyle. So with Dave's Record Room this month, I'm asking people to give me music suggestions and recommendations.
Okay.
And then I listen to them, and then I thumbs up, thumbs down. So you want to get on that Patreon, $4 a month, patreon.com/boogiemonster. We appreciate your support. So, yeah.
Nice, man. Play some Reviver, R-V-I-V-R. Been listening
Reviver.
To that. I like them.
Speaking of which, you want to plug your other dates that you're speaking of music? That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That's a wild one. I mean, I think they might need a little help, so I better get it out there. Mm-hmm. Opening for Jawbreaker.
Nice.
March, when is it? I'm looking up March 18th in Seattle and 19th and 20th in Portland.
I sent you their tour poster. It's like, hey, dude, they're coming to Portland. You can go see them because I know you like them. And you're like, yeah. I'm actually on those shows, dude. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. They had to keep it under wraps. So I was like, man, I don't want to tell people about this one. Yeah.
Well,
I think
cool,
this
buddy.
Is going to be hella cool.
That's great, dude. That's super cool, man. Congrats. Have fun with that.
Yeah. Even if I got to be the one weird person when people are just walking in trying to get beers, I'm like, you guys ever notice? Whatever.
Oh, boy. Well, all right, man. Be safe out on the high seas. Y'all have fun. And we'll talk to you when you get back on dry land.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, you be good. You feel better, and I get a little bit nauseous. You know, it'll help that a little bit of mac and cheese ice cream.
That's true. Maybe I'll go get into
some of that. You want to coat the stomach? You want to coat your stomach with mac and cheese ice cream?
Yeah, I think I coat my stomach too often, so I think I'll be good with that.
He's fully coated.
It's always coated. All right, buddy. Be good.
The Boogie Monster. Oh,
a podcast network.